Carly Marie. Thanks for coming and hanging out on the podcast today. I am a thought leader on the mechanics of motivation and a change agent for women with a business. And this is A Couple with Carly, where we talk about all manner of fun and interesting things. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about the greatest life hack of them all, and that is soul modes. If you've been sent to me by a friend, it's highly likely they've sent you to me because of soul modes. It's something that I teach, something that I discovered a couple of years ago when I was on this journey of trying to figure myself out and was really fascinated by psychology and how we tick, and was kind of playing with spirituality and looking at the lunar cycle and the menstrual cycle and all these things. And anyway, I kind of stumbled across this idea that we go through a pattern in terms of our mindset. So we often feel like we're a bit of a roller coaster and we're all over the place, and one minute we're up and then we're down and then we're sideways and all the rest. And soul modes is how I made sense of the roller coaster, because what I realized is that there is a really distinct pattern with what happens there. And it's not just up and down, it's kind of four different directions that we go in. And I call each of them our soul modes. And altogether, they create our soul cycle. It's something I've been teaching on for a little while now. And it's something that's really making a difference in a lot of people's lives. So I wanted to do a podcast episode on it for people who have stumbled across me here and want to play with the idea of big, epic life hacks that really, really move the needle in their lives. And so I guess in order to explain what knowing about your own pattern does, I explain it like, imagine swimming upstream and then imagine swimming downstream. One feels much more flowy and easy. And once you know your soul modes and you work with them rather than against them, it's like swimming downstream rather than upstream, rather than against the current, right? So it's pretty fantastic. It's this idea that there are these four different mindsets, or as I like to say, energetic states, these four different energetic states that we get ourselves into that all happen 100% for a reason. They all have a job to do, and it's a lot like the seasons. If you think about it, we need summer, we also need winter. We couldn't stay in summer all of the time, and we couldn't stay in winter all of the time, and we also need these beautiful transition stages in between. And those transition stages are very much a season all of their own, in which beautiful and magical things happen, like flowers bloom or leaves fall off the trees, right? So we, as humans, are much the same. And it's not just physical, and it's not just mental, and it's not just emotional, and it's not just spiritual. It's kind of this like soul level thing. It dictates what we crave. It dictates our preferences and our strengths and weaknesses at any moment. Whichever mode we're in really has a very strong influence on how we go about our day, the different things that we're thinking about, the different things that we feel like doing. So if you think about it, if you know which mode you're going to shift into next, that's a pretty epic life hack, because you know what you're going to feel like doing, what your strengths are going to be. So if you knew on which days you were going to be really good at doing admin, then suddenly that life admin stuff or that business admin stuff that you need to do doesn't need to feel so hard. Because if you really don't feel like doing it today, you can put it off till the next time when you know you're going to be in the best mode for doing that type of work, right? So often what happens is we make plans for ourselves in the future, and then that future day comes and we don't feel like doing the thing that we planned ourselves to do. Have you ever organized a play date or a catch up with somebody, and then the days come around and you're just like, oh my God, I don't want to do that at all. When I booked this in, I was so excited about it, and now all of a sudden I'm not really interested. Or you've organized to do a big planning day. You're like, we're going to do a planning day. We're going to do our budget and blah, blah, blah. We're going to have a family planning day. And it comes around and you just don't feel like doing it. Even though when you booked it, you're like, yes, this is a great idea. It's because of your soul moods. It's because of this pattern. It's because you've shifted and you're just in a different state of mind and a different energetic state at that point. But when you know where you're at and you know what comes next and you know how often you shift from one mode to the next, you're able to start to really predict where you're going to be at a point in time, which is how bloody cool is that, right? So you will hear lots of people talk about soul modes. I have lots of trainings on my Facebook page. I have a whole video series mini course for free that you can do. It's called the Soul Mode Success System. And I also have this beautiful community called the Soul Mode Support Crew, which is where you get to come and be in a Facebook group with me at a very low cost. You get heaps of resources in there. And you also get to be my support crew while I write the book, and you get to have access to snippets of the book and all sorts of things, which is super cool. So if you want to check that out, head over to Facebook and find me. But otherwise, I want to give you a very quick little synopsis here of the four different modes, because throughout this podcast, you're probably going to hear me refer to them. So if you listen to this, you'll have some semblance of an idea of what I'm talking about. So the four soul modes are wild mode, bear mode, super mode, and sparkle mode. They are all wonderful. They are all special. They all have their challenges, but they certainly all exist for a reason. So wild mode is the first one. It's when we really are able to see what needs to change in our lives. So what happens is that manifests itself in lower tolerance for the things around us that are annoying us or that need to change. So suddenly clutter around the house is annoying, the sound of your husband breathing in the night is annoying, your kids fighting or pestering you is getting annoying, suddenly these cushions on the couch are hideous and they need to go, you need to throw out your whole wardrobe and get new clothes. Wild mode is often a big time for spending money. You might decide that you need to lose weight and get fit and you're going to make big changes. Oftentimes that stuff all happens in wild mode, which of course is awesome and important that we make positive changes in our lives, and it's when those positive changes really stand out to us the most. However, because our tolerance is quite low for things, we can find ourselves being a little bit difficult to live with or a little bit cranky and irritated, or even it can make us feel a little bit anxious. If we feel like we've got things we want to change, yet we feel like we can't, it can be a little bit stressful. And so knowing this about yourself and having ways to take really good care of yourself and finding outlets for this energy is pretty amazing. And that's one of the reasons why I call this a life hack, because you can actually, when you get into these states where you don't feel good, it's really easy to figure out what is going to make you feel good in the moment. And so what you can do is go, oh, okay, I know that I need to paint, or I know I need to write, or I know I need to declutter, or I know I need to run. For different people, doing different things is going to help. For me, I love to write in wild mode and I love to tidy up my house. I love to, like last night, I cleaned out my underwear drawer and threw away a whole bunch of stuff. Speaking of which, where's that pile gone that I made? Anyway, I need to find that. So that is wild mode. Then we shift into bear mode. So when we decide that we need to make a bunch of changes in our wild mode, of course, we need to kind of then just slow down for a minute. If we stayed in wild mode all the time, we'd make huge changes. Our life would be totally different all the time. We wouldn't feel settled really ever. So bear mode comes around for us to just take a pause for a moment, check in with ourselves. We get very internal. We don't really feel like having a lot going on. We often, particularly if you're an introvert, you really, really feel very introverted at this time. A lot of our fears and doubts can come up, and that happens for a reason again, because in order to make positive changes in your life, you need to let go of limiting beliefs, of doubts, of fears that are associated with that thing, right? So like say if you decide you're going to get really fit and start a new health regime, in bear mode what will happen is some of the negative self-talk might come up around, oh, you're not capable of that, just eat the chocolate cake. You know, like some of those fears and doubts can come up, right? But knowing that that's bear mode, knowing that that's what is happening really allows us to go, oh, okay, this is bear mode. I know why this is coming up. These fears and doubts and limiting beliefs, they're coming up so that I can let them go. So there's actually really, really important work to be done in bear mode. But for many, it can be really challenging because some of those fears and doubts that come up can be really overwhelming. So it's really important to take awesome, awesome care of yourself in bear mode, to really nurture yourself, allow yourself to be taken care of, slow down a little. If you need to cancel a social catch up, go for it. It's really a beautiful time to take very good care of yourself, because if you can fill your cup, if you can really nurture yourself, then you will come out of that cave. That bear in a cave will come out a superhero. She then shifts into super mode. Super mode is the third one, which is many people's favorite. I work with a lot of women who have a business. They love their super mode because it's when so much gets done. We're so dynamic in our energy. We're very productive. We're very structured and methodical and logical in our thinking. We can tackle complex tasks and feel less overwhelmed than we would have in the days prior when we were in our bear mode. So in super mode, it's when so much gets done. It's when we write lists. It's when we feel quite confident. You know, if you're going for job interviews, for example, if you can book them in super mode, so good, because you're going to feel at your most confident, you're going to be the most eloquent, you're going to feel really good about yourself and about your capabilities. And super mode happens for a reason, of course. It's so that we can actually make the positive changes, so we can actually create the routine we need to create, or do meal planning or whatever it might be, depending on the changes you want to make. So super mode's wonderful, and a lot of people really get into the groove with it and be like, right, this is the routine, this is what I do every day, la la la. But then what happens is the beautiful sparkle mode comes around. All our focus tends to go out the window. We get very, very present. We shift from quite a driving, moving forward energy to much more stillness, much more presence. We feel very comfortable in our bodies usually, or more so than usual anyway. And so usually it's a time when we don't feel like taking a lot of action. We don't feel like getting a lot of things done, but what we do feel like is connecting. We really crave intimacy. We really crave, you know, maybe time with our kids. We get very maternal. It's a beautiful time, but for many people, it's actually quite challenging in some ways, because for people who really don't feel comfortable when they don't have focus and they're not getting things done, it can be really tricky to be in that space. If you're a very dynamic person, then a sparkle mode can be a little bit frustrating. Or if you're someone who is craving a lot of intimacy but maybe doesn't have a lot of opportunity to have it, you know, maybe you're with someone who doesn't really fulfill your needs for intimacy, or maybe you haven't got somebody there, or, you know, you all different ways that people can find that challenging, and all of the modes, of course, can be quite challenging for different people. And that's the magic in learning what each of these modes manifests itself as in you, or how you experience each of the modes. So I know that wild mode is probably my most challenging one, because I know that I find the noise of my kids and the clutter of my kids really, really challenging and frustrating. And so it's really important for me to kind of keep my temper in check and make sure that I'm not just, you know, getting super cross at them all the time, and finding outlets for that, finding outlets for my sort of wild energy. And, you know, ways that I can make changes, like it might just be decluttering a cupboard, or it might be, you know, making a change of some sort. A few of us have gone and made big drastic hair changes in our wild mode, right? And that's okay. Or big purchases that sometimes we regret later, sometimes we don't. So it's beautiful to be able to figure it out. So I have lots of resources available for you. Get in touch with me on the socials if you want some resources to help you figure yours out. But ultimately here, I just really wanted you to be aware of what this is, what the soul cycle is, what the soul modes are, because it's something I talk about a lot, and it's highly likely you've been sent here by a friend who said, this has changed my life, you need to understand. So thank you for being here and listening to this. And of course, if you want more, please come and find me on the socials. I look forward to connecting with you. And that is our podcast for today. It's been super fun. I look forward to seeing you at the next one. In the meantime, come and catch me on the socials. I'm on Facebook and Insta, Miss Carly Marie, MS Carly Marie. See you there.